who is a child, which includes all of us, we are going on a bear hunt. Yeah, huh? Okay. Okay, so we're in the house. We have to open the door. Oh, come on, follow my directions. We're gonna go walk across the porch, down the stairs, and then we're gonna walk along a path. We're gonna go through some tall grass. Make noise. And some mud. And across a bridge. Oh, there's some mud on the other side of the bridge. And some more tall grass. Jesus has a prayer, a long prayer. It's like, oh goodness, I forget how many verses. And it comes right before Jesus is arrested. These are the last words Jesus says with the disciples at the Last Supper, and it's just before he is arrested. And in this prayer, it's called the Great Priestly Prayer, he is praying at the end of the supper, and in part of it he says, Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, and he has prayed in his last words that we could be with him where he is. Now, this is a real mystery. It's a real mystery. But there's a passage in the letter to the Colossians where it is said, if you have been risen with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Because through our baptism we are risen with Christ, we can imagine ourselves with Jesus in the center of heaven. Now, I know that I don't do this very often myself, but what you might do sometime this week is pretend like we did with the barrel. Just use your imagination, you close your eyes, and you can say, I want to be where Jesus is at the right hand of God. And you and each of us will imagine Jesus at the right hand of God in a different way. But realize that part of the gift of Jesus, that he wants us to be where he is. That's a profound mystery. It's something that I just share with you. I don't truly understand what all of that means. But just as we used our imagination to go on a bear hunt, I say we can use our imaginations to imagine ourselves with Jesus at the right hand of God. And as a matter of fact, the things that we do together in worship over and over again are using our imaginations. We will say, let's join with the heavenly chorus and sing the holy, holy, holy. It's going on all the time. And you and I at times can say, I want to imagine that I'm with the angels singing holy, holy, holy. That's what we do every Sunday when we do the Eucharist. And one of the things I will say today when I administer communion, I will say, the body of Christ keep you in everlasting life. The life that Jesus gives us is everlasting life. It's available to us all the time. And we probably don't pay very, very much attention. This is the Sunday after the Ascension. Jesus is now sitting at the right hand of God. And so he is available to us at all times and in all places. And Colossians is challenging us, saying, if you're risen with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Use our imaginations to imagine profound things. And when we do that, we begin to make connections between heaven and earth, between Jesus and ourselves. So use your imaginations. And if you remember the bear hunt, you can even do the bear hunt with somebody else. I don't remember if I remember it right, but you have to remember where you've gone and where you come back. That's what you have to remember. I think I did that. So you can be storytellers and help other people imagine things as well. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.